To succeed, just let go. This is Willie Horton, exploring how we must and can take control of our state of mind and transform our lives. You're very welcome.
We talk a lot. Some people would say I talk too much. But we talk a lot in this podcast about allowing things happen for you. We talked a few weeks ago about how we get what we want when we stop wanting. Or I can put that another way. We get what is best for us when we stop trying. Now, people are pushing all the time. And if you think about the act of pushing, even if it is psychological pushing, what we're doing is pushing things away from us rather than opening our arms and embracing the moment and allowing things come to us. What's best for us comes to us, finds us when we turn up to the here and now. And the challenge that most people have is getting their heads around the fact that that can happen in any here and now. An awful lot of people will think that it's only in big moments, like, for example, on a basic level, when I go for a job interview, that something big is going to happen. Things are happening around us all of the time. Things are happening in the background of which we're not aware all of the time. Things over which we have no control are happening both to us and for us all of the time. But I'm more interested in this podcast about exploring things that are for us, because things were done to us when we were young and impressionable, and we carry around the baggage for the rest of our adult lives until something spurs us to wake the hell up and realize that this is my life and I better do something about it. I better turn up to it. And of course, the only place you can turn up to it is in the here and now. And that's the point, because your life can change in any here and now, and your life is only lived in the here and now. People tend to waste an awful lot of energy thinking about the future and thinking about the things they have to put in place and the actions that they have to take to bring about the future that they think they want. And very often when people indulge in that kind of fantasy, because that's all it is, because we don't have control over anything in our lives, but when people do indulge in that kind of fantasy, they're often hamstrung by the fact that some of the things that they know they need to do to move themselves forward are beyond what they think they can do. And that's simply a function of the way in which the normal mind works, restricted as it is by, first of all, 1.8 million years evolution that kind of encourages us to stay normal, stay with the herd, settle into our tribe, safety in numbers and all that nonsense. And indeed, our own personal baggage that I alluded to a minute ago, the stuff that we learned about ourselves and how the world works when we were young and impressionable. So even if we do indulge in the fantasy of thinking that I can plan out my future, very often the plans that come to mind are plans that we know we'll never implement by virtue of the fact that we think we're not capable, or past performance would suggest that we're not up to the task. Or the tasks, or the dreams that we have set ourselves. And dreams is all those things will remain unless we turn up to the here and now. Not turn up to some future here and now when we think something big is about to happen, but to turn up to the cut and thrust of this moment, regardless of where you are, regardless of where you think you are, regardless of who you think you are, and regardless of the task in hand. This moment is important. This moment is the moment that could change your life. We've also talked a lot in this podcast, and indeed in over 950 Thursday morning videos over the last, 17 or 18 years at this stage, we've talked about synchronicity. Now, a lot of people misunderstand synchronicity in the same way as I mentioned last week, a lot of people misunderstand manifestation. Synchronicity is the opportunities that present themselves to us that intuitively we know are opportunities that will move us in the right direction. See, the world is full of opportunities. And people really only realize that when they open their eyes and turn up to the here and now. But that doesn't mean you have to grasp every opportunity. A lot of the opportunities that are floating about you are not opportunities that will lead you forward. How do we know the difference? We know the difference because, as I said a moment ago, we recognize an opportunity that's for us, in other words, synchronicity, intuitively. Now, synchronicities come in all shapes and sizes. People tend to think that it's only the big synchronicities that will actually change our lives. But that is about as far wide of the mark as is humanly possible, because it's the little stuff that actually makes the difference. As we said in a podcast a few weeks ago, our lives don't change in big, bold headlines. Our lives change in the little details, in the small print, so to speak. Your life is changing moment to moment. The very composition of your being is changing moment to moment. Quantum physics tells us that we're energy vibrating in and out of existence about 20,000 times a second. That's a lot of moment to moments, isn't it? That's a lot of nows, which are obviously not humanly possible to experience 1/20,000th of a second at a time. But if we don't experience what's going on in the here and now, and by experience I mean really non-judgmentally see, feel, hear, smell and taste what's going on in the here and now, then we're missing the here and now. We're missing the possibility of experiencing a synchronicity, an opportunity that is for us. Synchronicities, as I mentioned a moment ago, come in all shapes and sizes. It could be something you stumble across on the internet. An awful lot of people say, oh, I need to spend less time online. I need to stop scrolling. You never know when something is going to come up in your feed that will actually ring a little alarm bell in the best possible way that will enable you understand something that you need to do or provide you with a piece of the jigsaw that you have been missing. Now, I'm not for 1 minute suggesting that you spend the rest of your life on social media or indeed many other websites that are only masquerading as news or information and they're actually only trying to sell you something. I'm not suggesting that you go down that rabbit hole. But what I am suggesting is there is stuff floating around all of the time that will move us forward. Quick example, in the days long before the internet, when I was working in insurance in the 1980s, I decided that I wanted to teach myself how to program a computer. Now, I had my own reasons for it at the time. We don't need to go into it. But I kind of put it on the back burner, forgot about it, if you will. And then one day, sheltering from the rain in a bookstore across the road from my office in Dawson Street in Dublin, I knocked over a pile of books entitled Computer Programming for Beginners. And that's how it all started. I was sheltering from the rain. It had been completely put out of my mind that this is something that I wanted to do. It did actually transform my life for the simple reason that you and I wouldn't be sitting here now having this conversation, were it not for the fact that I do all my own computer work. And the development of the online program, The Psychology of Success, wouldn't have happened because of the complexity of the software that was developed to run behind it. It wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be talking. I'd be doing something else, perhaps something completely different. These little events aren't little. They're big events. Like, for example, an online program owner, an owner of the Psychology of Success online program, a couple of years ago told the assembled program owners on a Wednesday evening Zoom how he had moved into an apartment in a city that he didn't know, was late for work, wasn't even sure in which direction the trams ran in the part of the city to which he had just moved, ambled out of his new apartment about a half an hour behind schedule, got talking to this girl to ask her, which way do the trams take you into town here? She said, stand beside me and we will go in the same direction. And years later, they're still standing beside each other, travelling in the same direction, husband and wife, best friends. Little things change our lives. And it isn't little things that happen to us. It isn't even little things that happen for us. It's beyond that. It's little things that we create ourselves as a result of turning up to the here and now. When we turn up to the here and now, we become present. It kind of stands to reason when you speak it like that in ordinary English, doesn't it? When we're present, we have what is commonly known as presence. And presence is attractive. The stupidest person in the world knows that. It's nicer to be with somebody who has a bit of presence and charisma and energy about them, rather than the vast majority of energy vampires, normal crazy people who are going around the world feeling sorry for little old them. So even normal crazy people would recognize the attractiveness of presence. When we are present, when we have presence, we attract into our lives the little things that matter, the little things that will change our life. We can look at it from another perspective. We can look at it from the perspective of bioelectricity and the flow of energy. Because we know when we are present, in other words, free of thought, free of the judgmental thought I mentioned a minute ago, that experiencing the here and now is something that we do through our five senses, non-judgmentally. When we are flowing in the here and now, our energetic flow creates a coherent electromagnetic pulse through our bodies, and we actually become opportunity, synchronicity, magnets. We actually become attractive. We attract into our lives the people and events that will bring us forward. Now, obviously, this happens for some people without them actually doing anything about it. Now, there's a really important point in that, because really that is what we should all be doing. Doing nothing about the things that we would really love to have in our life, so that we allow what is best for us happen in our life. But let's go back to the two stories that I mentioned a couple of minutes ago. Me knocking over a pyramid of computer programming books, and my friend meeting his nearest and dearest by apparently chance or a random event. Let's deal with the second one first, because there's no such thing as a random event. There's no such thing as coincidence. There are synchronicities happening all of the time, but the vast majority of people are dead from the neck up, and they haven't a clue that this is how the world really works. But let's look at a common thread between the two examples. Neither party for whom something happened was actually thinking about the need for something to happen when something happened. Nor was either party actually pushing for something to happen. In fact, in my case, I'd completely forgotten about my objective of learning how to program a computer. And obviously, my friend, having moved to a different part of the city and trying to find his way into work from a strange area of a strange city, by the way, wasn't thinking about love or marriage when lightning actually struck. There are a couple of key points to note here. The best things in life happen when we're not trying. Indeed, the best things in life happen when we have even forgotten about the things we would like to happen for us. Consider the fact, as I said a minute ago, that these things happen for people anyway without them doing anything about looking after their presence of mind, so to speak. Things often happen for people when they are, and here is an everyday phrase that is in everyday use, people often encounter these life-changing events when they are happy-go-lucky. Now consider that phrase, happy. How many people are really happy when they get out of bed every morning? Lucky? Well, luck goes back to the non-randomness of apparently random events that I mentioned a minute ago. Sometimes people just happen to be in the zone when something like that strikes them. So many people with whom I've worked when I started talking to them first, maybe in their late 40s or early 50s, because that seems to be around the time when a lot of people say to themselves, oh, there must be more to life than what's going on in my apparent life at this moment in time. When I get talking to people at around that age, so many people have said to me, what happened to my happy-go-lucky 20s self? When I was 23 or 24, things just happened for me. Things fell into my lap. And I suppose one of the key things that happens most people as they get older is they become encumbered with responsibility, and they let their thinking minds, thinking about the responsibilities that sometimes they feel overweigh them, they let their thinking minds run away with the responsibilities, magnify the responsibilities, and take the owner of the thinking mind further and further away from their lives. So there are a couple of important points to note straight away. Lightning strikes when you don't expect it. How can we expect lightning to strike if that is the case? I suppose the key thing I would say to you, first of all, is we need to get out of bed every morning, tune our minds in. I'm going to come back to that in a moment, obviously, and expect the unexpected. How do we do that? Well, we stop expecting altogether in the normal sense of that way of using our minds. We simply allow ourselves cruise through the day, because that's what was happening when we were happy-go-lucky. That is what was happening when we weren't thinking about what we wanted. That was what was happening when we weren't pushing for what we thought we wanted. Now, obviously, the other important point that is emerging from this conversation is that this so-called lightning strikes to which I've referred, these synchronicities, they only happen now and again. Or at least they feel as if they only happen now and again. Or for most people's experience of their lives, they've only happened now and not so often again. Once in a blue moon. And yet, as I said a minute ago, we're swimming in a sea of synchronicity. Universal energy, of which we are part, is responsive on an ongoing moment-to-moment basis to our intentions. Now, I didn't say our wants, I didn't say our goals, I didn't say our needs, I didn't say our fantasies or our dreams, I said our intentions. The things that I intend to get out of life. Let me deconstruct that sentence a little further. The things that I intend to experience in my everyday life. Now, you see, most people, when they think about goals and objectives and targets and plans, God help us, they will think about the things that they want. And of course, thinking about the things that you want ties yourself in knots all over again, because as we said earlier on in this week's podcast, once we start laying plans for ourselves, the first thing that will often occur to the normal thinking mind is that I'm not up to doing what I need to do to put those plans in place. I might as well just sit back and let life roll over me, or at least what passes for life, because if I'm not present and I'm not in charge of my own state of mind and I'm not expecting the unexpected, I'm not really living my life at all. I'm just making it from one day to the next. So in the context of intentions, let's explore that just a little bit further, because again, most people, when I start working with them for a start, or when they get to a particular point in the online program, it happens to be session number 42, when so many people email me and said, I'm stuck on session 42, because session 42 is all about setting your mind to get what is best for you. Or at that stage in the online program, we're still using kind of ordinary everyday language, setting our minds to get what we want. But leave that aside for a minute. You know, we're talking about something greater and grander here. But people will get stuck at session 42 and email me and say, I don't want to set my mind at this point in time because I don't know what I want. And I'm afraid I will set my mind to the wrong objectives, because so many people, again, over the years have said to me, oh, I did actually set my mind to what I thought I wanted, got it. Because as surely as night follows day, if you set your mind in a certain way, you will get that to which you have set your mind. In fact, it will very often just happen for you because of the way in which we set our mind and then manage it afterwards. But many people have said to me, I set my mind to get what I wanted, got what I wanted, and realized that isn't what I wanted at all. So when I talk about intentions, am I talking about wants? Am I talking about goals? Am I talking about objectives? No, I'm talking about what we intend to experience in our everyday lives. And that's an easier proposition to get your head around than what you want out of life. Because for starters, if you reflect on this for a moment, People intend to be healthy. An awful lot of people's behaviour would suggest otherwise. But at its most fundamental level, we all would love to be leading healthy lives. I mean, there's no point in having grand goals for yourself if you're smoking yourself or drinking yourself to death or sitting in front of a computer, doom scrolling, sitting in front of a computer or in front of the television, putting on weight day in, day out. There's no point in having grand goals for yourself if you're not fit enough to enjoy the grand goals. But it's not grand goals we're even talking about. We're talking about the intentions we all have to experience what we love in our everyday lives. Health is obviously one of them. The other one is even more blindingly obvious and something that most people don't really talk about. Happiness. People think that happy is an awful simple word. And people with whom I work will often get off on the wrong foot by thinking that we need to have goals that are much bigger than happiness. Who doesn't want to be happy? Now, I'm talking about unconditionally happy, day in, day out, experiencing happiness moment to moment, experiencing the joy of flow moment to moment. These are the intentions that I'm actually talking about. And you don't need to go to the trouble of wrapping your thinking mind around what that would actually look like or feel like. What you need to do is let your intentions flow. In other words, you need to be present in the moment. We've talked about this at length in many a podcast episode. I've alluded to it earlier in today's conversation. I've talked about how when we are in the present moment, we have presence, how we become synchronicity magnets, how we actually become attractive and bring into our lives the little things that will lead to major change, the little things that will liberate us from the way in which we think about ourselves, the way in which we inhibit ourselves, and the way in which we drag ourselves from one day to the next. All we have to do is liberate ourselves from that. And we do that by non-judgmentally seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting what's going on in the here and now. In other words, we turn up without pushing, without expectation, other than the expectation that something unexpected is about to happen. We simply turn up to the here and now and let life take us on the adventure that it will if we plug ourselves into the ongoing, everyday, responsive flow of universal energy of which we are part. That's the second time I've said you're part universal energy. Your body is a vessel for universal energy. The science is very clear. Your superstrings of energy that make up every little bit of your body are flowing, rippling, choose the words from quantum physics, shimmering strings of energy, if you'd only let them. Now, for the normal person, those strings are tangled up in knots. The knots are created by the convulsions through which our thinking mind takes us every day. The neural lab in UCLA tells us that our thinking mind ties us in 70,000 knots every day. 70,000 repetitive thoughts on a loop whizzing through your head every day, most of which you're not aware of because it's kind of more or less a subconscious thing until we trip ourselves up or until we say to ourselves, oh, little old me couldn't do that. Then we become aware of some of those thoughts. When we're allowing our thinking mind run away with us like that, it is literally tying our super strings of energy in knots. We're not flowing. We are actually resisting the flow of universal energy. And that's when we end up thinking that we need to try hard to get what we think we want. That's how we end up thinking that we need to push. No, we need to let go. We need to let go of what we think we even want. We need to allow ourselves experience the moment, free from thought. And when we're free from thought and when our energy flows freely, our intentions go out into the universe. According to the University of Seoul in South Korea, they actually fire off us in photons of light. Our intentions go out into the universe and we don't even need to know, as I said a minute ago, what our intentions specifically are, because deep down we have the best at heart for us. Our intentions are, to use an everyday phrase, honourable. We want to be healthy. We want to be happy. We want to flow. We want all good things to happen for us. We want to get up in the morning and let the day take us on an adventure. We want that for ourselves. We want that for those we love. And if we turn up to the here and now and we are attractive, our attraction leads other people, even those we don't love, maybe people with whom we work or people we encounter in the tennis club or in the supermarket, leads other people that we don't know into our orbit and makes their life a little more exciting too. This is how we spread the joy. It's a phrase I've used before in this podcast. This is how we will change our little world and have an impact on a world that so badly needs a little calm, flow, happiness and joy. How different is that from the aggression, the want, the greed, the fighting, the inappropriate behavior that literally simply flows from people using their minds normally, wrapped up in thoughts that are holding them back, wrapped up in thoughts that because they're holding them back, they have to bully other people, they have to tear other people's lives apart, they have to want what other people have. You need to let all that go. And we let all that go, as I said, by non-judgmentally experiencing the here and now. In other words, become happy-go-lucky all over again. Because when we are happy-go-lucky, that's when the magic happens. Now, I don't like that word, but it certainly feels like magic. It's not magic. How this works is scientifically validated by a whole set of different scientific disciplines, starting with cognitive psychology, running through neuroscience into the field of bioelectricity and bioenergy and into the field of quantum physics. The science is very clear. This doesn't work for the odd happy-go-lucky guy or girl. This works for anybody or everybody who takes charge of their own state of mind. This works for you. What I mean by taking charge of your own state of mind is letting your thoughts go. Letting all the thoughts you have, all the inhibitions you have about yourself, all the misgivings that you might have about yourself, even the perceived strengths that you have about yourself, let it all go. All the things that you think you want and think you need to push for, think you need to plan for, let it all go. Turn up to the here and now. This is where the action is. This is where you will find the flow of life that will bring you what is best for you. In the most unexpected of ways. Now, if you've been using your mind normally for 20, 30 or 40 years, you can't just suddenly put down your thinking mind. You can't just suddenly decide, I'm going to start judging. I'm simply going to experience. I'm going to see, feel, hear, smell and taste what's going on. I'm going to experience. I'm not even going to say to myself, this is a nice experience, because that's you judging the experience. And the problem is, once we start judging, we go back to basics of the normal crazy mind, judging ourselves. And that is what really holds us back. That is what really inhibits us. That is what stops us experiencing the flow of all good things. So you can't just one day get up in the morning and decide, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to judge anymore. I'm not going to judge myself anymore. I'm not going to plan anymore. I'm going to let the world roll over me and see where it takes me. You can't decide that for two big reasons. Number one, you have the weight of all your adult way of thinking weighing on your mind. And number two, because of the weight of adult thinking, the thinking mind will say, you can't do that. You're just going to sit and let stuff happen. Now, obviously, I'm not suggesting you sit and let stuff happen. What I am suggesting is you let all the nonsense go, as a result of which you will experience what's going on in the here and now, as a result of which you will know what's going on in the here and now, as a result of which you will do, uninhibited by your thoughts, the right things in the right way at the right time to move you to where is best for you. You will effortlessly trip over a pile of books. You will effortlessly say hello to the girl standing beside you. You will effortlessly find the best job, what many of the people with whom I've worked would describe as the dream job, falling into their lap. You will effortlessly discover the rekindling of broken relationships. I deal a lot in that particular issue with people who have fraught family or relationship situations. If you can't get up one morning and say, I'll leave all that nonsense behind, what can you do to leave all that nonsense behind? The answer is simple, and the answer again is scientifically proven, particularly from the perspective of quantum physics and neuroscience, but perhaps more importantly, from the anecdotal evidence I have from everybody with whom I've worked over the last 30 plus years. You meditate. Meditation is the only scientifically validated way we have of taking charge of our own state of mind and putting our thinking mind down. When you put your thinking mind down, that is when flow happens. That is when all that's best falls into your lap. It's even easier than that. We don't have to put our thinking mind down. We just have to regularly train ourselves to experience the moment. What we're seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling and tasting non-judgmentally, moment to moment, and our thinking mind will go away. Statement of scientific fact. The key thing I would say to you is that whilst synchronicity might appear to be a hit and miss affair for so many people, it's only a hit and miss affair for people who aren't in control of their own state of mind. Our objective as human beings must be to turn up to the here and now, to experience the reality of the moment, to turn up to our own lives, so to speak, and allow synchronicity become an everyday occurrence in an adventure that is the life that awaits you, where you simply to turn up to it through training yourself to experience the here and now.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. Hope you've got a little something to help you transform your life today.